Gene, of course, one of the most exciting things in Star Wars, their ability to travel across the galaxy just like that. How realistic is that?
Boy, that would be so great, wouldn't it?
Oh, incredible.
Yeah. You know, the fascinating thing about this is that George Lucas really presents us with a believable, possible image of how we might get across the galaxy quickly. You know, Einstein in his special theory of relativity tells us that we can't travel faster than the speed of light. And that has always frustrated science fiction fans horribly because, you know, hey, if we want to get to those other planets where there's life and have a civilization and get to know them and have an evil empire and take over the galaxy, we need to be able to get between star systems pretty quickly. But Einstein's general theory of relativity tells us a more complex truth that allows some of these different possibilities. It tells us that mass and energy are connected to space and time, which means that we can use mass or energy to manipulate space-time. We can fold it, warp it, distort it, or expand it. And if we can do that, then we don't need to go faster than the speed of light. We can simply alter space to make the trip shorter.
If we learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's
the
trick.
The energy to do it.
What kind of minds will we need to pull this off?
Well, I think part of it is that we need some brilliant minds to come up with huge energy sources that allow us to manipulate greater energies that make nuclear bomb level energies seem like nothing.
Controllable, and it must be controllable.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So the method that I think there is closest to what they're using in Star Wars is to travel through a wormhole, which is one of these distortions of space-time. It's a passageway, a tunnel, from one point to another point that does not go through regular space, but goes through other dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about these other dimensions earlier. And scientists do believe they exist, and they call these other dimensions hyperspace, which is exactly what Han Solo says. He says, we're going to make the jump to hyperspace. So perhaps what they're showing in Star Wars is they are going into a wormhole, creating a tunnel, a hole in space that takes them from the place where they are to the place where they want to be without going through all the space in between. And if you can do that, then you don't need to go terribly fast because you're creating virtually a shortcut. Now, these wormholes, according to Einstein's theory, they theoretically exist. We haven't yet observed one, but we think they're out there. Now, it's unlikely that we're going to find one that happens to go from where we are to where we want to be. I've been looking for one in my backyard that would take me to Harrison Ford's house, and I haven't found it yet. But perhaps when we can manipulate these great energies, and I'm talking about energies, you take the mass of Jupiter and convert that into energy, that's how much we need to do this. If we can manipulate those energies, we could potentially make a wormhole of our own that takes us where we want to go.
How will we know, though, where it takes us? I mean, like you talked about, you want to go to Harrison Ford's house. I mean, how do you know you don't end up at Ben Stein's house?
Oh. Well, I'd still have fun at Ben Stein's house, but it would just be a little different.
Yeah, it would. But I mean, but how do you control that? How do you know where you're going?
Well, that would take, I think, some great minds to understand. We have to understand how space is warped. We think of space as this uniform, vast thing, but in reality, it is filled with curves and warps from every mass in it. It's hard to think in the four dimensions that you need to
understand
Einstein.
Yeah.
But if you think of space as a sheet in two dimensions, okay, or as a trampoline, okay, and now we take a bowling ball, a mass of any kind, and we put it in the center of the trampoline, it's going to sink down. And if we're standing at the edge of the trampoline, we are going to slide down toward the bowling ball. Mass is distorted, and we are drawn toward the mass. That's the force of gravity. That's why we don't float off the earth and our feet stay on the ground, because we are drawn by that warp of space toward masses. So as all of these masses in the universe warp space, they create these curvatures, like the curvature of the trampoline, that we can then use to create the shortcut. So if you think of this sheet, this two-dimensional sheet of space, now having a big curvature, so say you have a sheet hanging over a clothesline, okay, now it's a big curvature, and say you're on one side of the sheet, and you'd like to get to a spot that's hanging on the other side of the clothesline. Well, normally you have to go up the sheet to the clothesline and down the other side. That is the fastest route. But if you don't stay in those dimensions of space, if you go into another dimension, you could create a little shortcut tunnel from the spot on the sheet where you are to the spot on the sheet on the other side without going all the way up to the clothesline and over.
How does this differ then from Star Trek's technology, Star Trek now, of warp drives?
Yeah, well, there's a scientist who loves Star Trek who came up with this theory, Dr. Miguel Alcubierre, of how we might warp space, which is a really, really fascinating theory. And this has to do with expanding and contracting space. So back at the Big Bang, let's go back for a moment. Space expanded out from a single point. That's what we believe happened at the Big Bang. So it's not that masses expanded out into space. There was no space at all. There was just a single point.
Which we have a difficult time understanding.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But then space expanded out, and it's still expanding. And it expanded at extremely high speeds. Space can expand at speeds faster than the speed of light. There's no limitation on it. So if you think of now space as this balloon, okay, a deflated balloon, and we draw two dots on the balloon, say an inch apart, and now we inflate the balloon, you can imagine the dots are moving apart. Okay, once the balloon is inflated, the dots are now 6 inches apart. They have moved far apart, but they haven't really moved at all. So using this type of expansion and contraction of space, Dr. Alcubierre imagines how we could use this warp speed of Star Trek. Say that Han Solo has just left Tatooine, and he wants to go to Alderaan, another planet.
Right, in his Millennium Falcon.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, we love that ship. He could potentially create a space-time disturbance that would expand the space between the Millennium Falcon and Tatooine behind him, making Tatooine recede many light years away. Okay, that balloon is blowing up, and the two points are separating, and it would then... This disturbance that he creates would contract the space between the Millennium Falcon and Alderaan, where he wants to go, but letting the air out of the balloon and bringing Alderaan close. So Han Solo could get to Alderaan without really moving at all.